Democrats are slamming the Trump administration for failing to protect frontline workers, and their numbers are staggering. 62,000 healthcare workers infected with COVID-19 and at least 291 deaths. More than 17,000 meatpacking workers have been infected, and at least 66 have died. 192 New York City transit workers have died from the virus. This, according to North Carolina Democrat Alma Adams, who grilled OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration officials, about why they only issued guidance rather than enacting enforceable measures for workplace protections during the pandemic.
There is a grave danger, but it's clear that the limited actions taken by OSHA are not sufficient. And it's deeply disappointing that OSHA, the only federal agency with the authority to enforce safe working conditions, is missing in action. And so as the economy reopens, the key to preventing an even more devastating second wave will be protecting workers in the millions of workplaces that present exposure hazards. Yet we have no mandatory standard. No cop on the beat to enforce safe working conditions that will be the key to preventing that second wave.
The AFL-CIO, American Federation of Labor, and Congress of Industrial Organizations filed a suit against OSHA this month, requesting the administration enact an enforceable workplace protective measure called an emergency temporary standard. Lauren Sweat, Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of OSHA, defended the administration's effort to protect workers. She argued that guidance was effective enough at keeping people safe. She also said enforceable measures like an emergency temporary standard would limit OSHA's efforts because it could not be updated as new information becomes available. Sweat says her agency has been hard at work responding to the crisis.
We've received over 5,000 complaints. It is one of the fastest ways to achieve resolution in this situation, to get the worker on notice, or the employer on notice, and the worker out of the hazard.
But when asked, Sweat admitted that out of the 5,000 COVID-19-related complaints filed with OSHA, the agency issued just one citation. House Democrats argued that without stricter standards, states will reopen, more workers will get sick, and rates of infection will rise, forcing states to again issue mandatory stay-at-home orders and further hurt the economy. Democrats also argued these unprecedented times did call for a new safety standard. Kentucky Democratic Congressmember Joe Courtney argued during the HIV crisis, Congress previously forced OSHA to impose higher safety standards.
When we talk about having a standard put into place, this is not some wild, unprecedented sort of notion. OSHA created, with a standard, an enforceable standard, the regime that we now just sort of take for granted when we go into hospitals. Was OSHA wrong to institute a standard versus just operating with guidelines?
I believe OSHA followed the direction of this committee through a statutory requirement to establish that standard.
Correct. I mean, it was with prodding from Congress that they actually moved. And again, it wasn't a 5 to 20 year process.
John Howard, director of NIOSH, National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, also agreed that OSHA made the right choice in 1991 by issuing a new standard to protect workers against blood-borne pathogens. House Democrats have included legislation requiring OSHA to issue enforceable measures to help ensure employers are providing adequate protections for their workers in the $3 trillion coronavirus relief bill, the HEROES Act. In West Oakland, I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA News.